And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, 9:21. Could be a little stormy later, but of course we'll have all the weather updates and all the information on that. I'm now here with USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Welcome.
Thank you, Brady.
All right. End of the year, but as Superintendent Cliff Williams told us in the previous segment, that doesn't mean there's not much for you guys to do. As a matter of fact, there's a lot for you guys still to do. So update us on how this is going so far this summer.
Well, the office is pretty busy. Now, this week we do our board meeting a little off schedule, where we meet the last Wednesday instead of the first and third, and we do that to kind of close out our books. So right now the office is running around. We're trying to make sure we got everything paid for this year that we're supposed to. I don't know if a lot of people actually know, but we finally find out, we got a letter last week, exactly what our budget is for this year to have spent out and book closed out 2 weeks later. So that puts everything under a pretty fine glass that you have to take care of on a pretty quick basis. Even though you have a pretty good idea throughout the year, because we got people that know what they're doing, but not having that final number till the end, you have to make everything line up for the accounting purposes. So
yeah, and then we won't get the programs right for the next budget to look forward to for the next fiscal year until mid-July, right?
Well,
so we hope.
I hope so. Something that came out recently since our last meeting was the Supreme Court actually has the school finance bill in their hand as well. So they're reviewing what the legislature put forward and the governor signed. And so right now they're on a review, and they put out an announcement as soon as they got it, basically, that said they were going to allow us to continue to move forward, which means no shutdown on July 1st. But we don't know when they're going to have it reviewed by then. KSDE, the Kansas State Board of Education, and their finance department, they're kind of holding off giving us the software we need to put our budgets together. And they're telling us right now that's going to be late July. And that's if the Supreme Court comes and says everything's okay and you guys can go forward. If they have to change anything, I'm not sure what we're going to do, because we have to hit deadlines by statute to, mm-hmm. to have budgets published and notices and all that fun stuff. But we need the software to basically put it together that'll actually figure out, you know, our valuation, mill levies, and it puts all the things together. So
does it sort of indicate that the courts are at least letting you guys kind of go through and proceed anyway, despite they're still kind of tells me a little bit that maybe they seem pretty confident that this may reach what their requirements are.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a teacher and an administrator. So
gotcha.
We kind of make do with what we get. So I think there's some things in there I think they'll be okay with, them some things they'll question. It'll be a matter of time what time they give them to fix what they don't agree with or what they allow us to move forward with, which that's pretty much unknown. I'm guessing there'll be some tweaks to it coming along later, and we fully expect that, and that's probably not a problem on our end. It's
right.
Pushing it off late that puts us under a barrel.
And we're always proactive. We're you know, we've got what we think is lined up, and it's not something that we're waiting for except for that bottom number.
We'll be prepared.
Yeah,
we'll be ready to do it
yep.
as quickly as possible.
Right.
But as quickly as possible still takes a little bit of time.
Here with USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Any questions, comments, concerns for them, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Eric, you were talking about some of those final budget numbers. What is that budget number?
What is the budget number? It's back on my desk.
Of course.
But we're still busy in the school. In fact, this is the last week of our STEM program. We've got kids in the STEM program with K-State, and we invite everyone to come to the showcase that we're having on Friday the 30th. It starts at 9 a.m., and it's at the K-State Union. And so you can check out all the things the students have been doing this summer. So it's not a downtime at all for the district. It's a very busy time, even though it's summertime. And I know I saw my first back to school ad and thought, what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, and to answer your question, Brady, you know, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but we're looking at where we are, and I always kind of look at the over under, where are you coming close? And we did ask our different department heads to reduce their spending budgets down 5% and ask them to only spend a maximum 95%. And we're probably going to need that to make sure everything closes out. Special education was a little more than we thought it was going to be. Came in over budget. Well, we spent more than we were expecting to spend along that line. And that's a number that's a variable every year with special education. And it's a number we find out now. And then we have to adjust based on that, because we don't know what we're going to get from the state until that check shows up.
And all these are fine margins, too. You don't really have a whole lot of give either way.
Yeah, when you got to find six figures somewhere and move it around, we need that flexibility. So yeah, that's kind of the dance we're playing now. Is okay, we're in this situation. This is where we're at. How do we find it? Where do we pull it from? How do we make it work? Mm-hmm. And we do, and we always do. You're also spending out your federal grants that you get that have to be spent out every year. So we're watching their budgets very closely that need to be zeroed out. There's some budgets that you can extend out and you can run them over to the next year, and some you cannot. So we're watching both those pretty good.
Now, is that a situation where if there is extra money, you got to give it back, or how does that work? Or is it just like you just get to zero however you need to do it?
Depending on the program, either we have to give it back, or we have to give it back and we get reduced the next year on the grant sometimes. So depending how it was written and what the award was.
And it's specific things, you know. Yeah. It has to be used on just that line item. Yeah.
And Marcia, you're talking about the STEM classes. Mm-hmm. For those who aren't aware of what STEM classes are, can you kind of explain that?
Sure. It's our science engineering classes that happened, and we've got great participation. I think I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but I know we had a number of students enrolled in that program for the summertime. We get to host that on K-State property, and they get to, you know, interact with the teachers that we hire for the summer school. And they learn robotics, and they learn, all sorts of things. They're, you know, constantly evaluating and using that scientific knowledge to have fun this summer, but as well increase their learning.
Building robots, working on robots. How can it not be fun? Is there an age limit on this? I mean, I might try and get in on this.
Yep, fifth through eighth, I believe.
Yes.
And I'll go ahead and put something in there too. You know, that was funded mainly out of one of our federal grants. You know, it's a DoDEA Department of Defense grant. And we're partners with Fort Riley on that, as well as the Kansas State Department of Education. They're on campus that works as a partner with helping staff and allow us to meet there too. So it's a great partnership that does a great, great thing. STEM is one of the coolest things we do, but I'll also throw in there that we added art and music as well into that, and kind of made it a STEAM summer when you add art and music into it as well. So it's basically a gear down to some really specific things. You know, I saw they did sports science, they did some forensic science, they had some buildings, some makerspace issues. I mean, they had all kinds of options for kids to come in, and it's really a hands-on entrance thing. So it is really cool. Mm-hmm. And I'll go ahead into the announcements, but we're actually having a STEM showcase where they're going to kind of show some of the projects off on Friday. Starting at 9 o'clock in the K-State Union Ballroom. It's basically a science fair that this is what we worked on. So you'll probably see some roller coasters. You'll see some robot projects. You'll see some 3D printing thing that the kids programmed and built. You will see all kinds of cool stuff if you show up at the K-State Union Ballroom Friday morning, 9 to 11.
All right. And sounds great. And with that, let's go ahead and go to a break, and we'll come back with some more. Good start already with USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.